are you, General Dempsey, worried about Ebola here in the U.S.?
I've been worried about Ebola globally for about 90 days. And I have had some on my staff that were probably a little more worried than I was even a few weeks or months before that.
Why?
I'm worried about it because because we know so little about it. You know, you'll hear different people describe whether it could become airborne. I mean, if you bring two doctors who happen to have that specialty into a room, one will say, no, there's no way it'll ever become airborne, but it could mutate so it would be harder to discover. It actually disguises itself in the body, which is what makes it so dangerous and has that incubation period of about 21 days. Another doctor will say, well, if it continues to mutate at the rate it's mutating, and if we go from 20,000 infected to 100,000, the population might allow it the opportunity to mutate and become airborne. And then it will be an extraordinarily serious problem. I don't know who's right. I don't want to take that chance, so I'm taking it very seriously.
With this Ebola situation and all the major gaps in the system that we've seen, even the CDC director said that the agency should have taken control of that Dallas hospital. What does that tell you about the U.S.'s capability to respond to a bioterror attack?
We have a contingency plan for managing pandemics. That is, things that would begin to exceed the capability of a particular community or a state even to deal with it. And we update it periodically, and this is one of those cases where we're dusting it off. We're very closely in contact with all National Institute of Health, World Health Organization, Center for Disease Control, U.S. Agency for International Development for the stuff going on overseas.
So what do you say to all the Americans that are looking at this Ebola situation and are in absolute panic?
Ebola is to use a sports metaphor, this needs to be an away game. And that's why the United States military is involved. We want to keep this. We want to help international health organizations, service organizations, non-governmental organizations. We want to help them keep this in isolation inside of those three countries. But I have studied this thing, and there is risk that the rate of reproduction, the ability of one patient to affect first two and then four and then eight, and then it becomes exponential. So we've really got to be aggressive about the isolation and treatment matters that we're taking up. Inside the homeland, again, we're in support of those. But I can promise you that the United States military will do its part with civil authorities to keep this thing from coming to our homeland.